Town.
Guten Tag und herzlich willkommen zu unserer besonderen Staffel Bus to Talk in exklusiver Kooperation mit Bus Talk und Zweibahnstraße von Hanse Mondial. Alle Podcasts dieser Staffel wurden in unserem mobilen Podcaststudio auf der Bus to Bus im April diesen Jahres aufgenommen. Zu Wort kommen namhafte Expertinnen und Experten der Busbranche, Politiker, Startups und vieles mehr. Wir sind Kerstin Kube-Erkens und
Rainer Strauch von der Messe Berlin. Für diese Staffel haben wir unser Team erweitert. Wir freuen uns auf eine fachkundige Unterstützung von Tortina Hörner. Tortina hat uns während der Bus to Bus schon unterstützt im Vorfeld und ist auf der Bus to Bus 2022 auf die Suche nach vielen Highlights gegangen.
Tortina, du liebst Menschen und ihre Perspektiven rund um Mobilitätslösungen. Warum hast du es dir zur Aufgabe gemacht, Pioniere und ihre Lösungen genauer unter die Lupe zu nehmen?
Ich merke immer mehr, dass wenn man nicht nur die Lösung versucht zu verstehen, sondern vor allen Dingen die Menschen dahinter, die die Lösung entwickelt haben, dann versteht man das Produkt besser. Und das hat mir einfach die Möglichkeit gegeben, Produkte, Lösungen besser zu verstehen. Und ich finde, es macht mir unglaublich viel Spaß, Menschen kennenzulernen, weil ich glaube, dass sie das Goldstück hinter der eigentlichen Lösung sind.
Super, dann wünsche ich dir auf jeden Fall viele tolle Podcasts hier auf der Bus to Bus.
Vielen Dank.
Tortina, schön, dass du dabei bist nochmal und jetzt wünschen wir dir viel Spaß für das Gespräch mit Peter Friedman von Switch Mobility.
Danke Kerstin, danke Rainer.
Dann viel Erfolg, alles Gute.
I'm delighted to welcome Peter Friedman in our Bus to Talk studio today. Peter Friedman holds the role of Chief Marketing and Sustainability Officer at Switch Mobility. He's responsible for leading the development of the Switch brand and delivering the sustainability objectives. Peter is an experienced automotive leader, and prior to joining Switch, he worked at Aston Martin, where he was Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. Thank you for being here today, Peter.
No problem, Tatiana. It's great to be here. It's great to be at Bus to Bus.
Very nice. Peter, before we jump right into Switch Mobility, tell me how come you switched from the James Bond car brand offering luxurious individual transport to a company that actively transforms public transport by offering sustainable and economical buses?
So I was fortunate to have 11 great years at Aston Martin. And it's a great place to work. It's a great company and it's a great iconic British brand.
Yeah.
Fortunate enough to work on the last James Bond film with them and market that. And it's a company that I kind of left with a heavy heart, but felt for me it was just time to move on. And there's something really interesting about mobility at the moment, how it's, you know, we talk about it being the biggest change since the move from the horse to the cart. You know, whether it's electric, whether it's hydrogen, whether it's e-mobility as a service, there's so much change within the sector and especially in public transportation. It was a really interesting time for me to get involved in that. And in moving to Switch, I think it presented an opportunity to move to a company that's, you know, it's well backed, it's well funded. It's got quite a lot of experience from its previous lives as Optare and Ashok Leyland, and just a really interesting time to move into the sector. And one that I didn't want to give up because I think, you know, the next 2 or 3 years in terms of public transportation are going to be really critical. Mm-hmm. And I guess the last thing is, you know, for us as a brand now, it's move now or move never. You know, you as a startup, as a relatively young company, you have to move quickly. And I think in 2, 3, 4 years' time, it'll be too late. So I wanted to grasp the opportunity now and really enjoying being at the company over my first 6 months.
Very interesting. Thank you for the insights, Pete. Switch considers itself as a next generation electric vehicle company backed by over 100 years of experience. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Switch?
So Switch, the name is new, but the background of the company comes with a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. So Switch, it was formed last year in 2021, and it was pretty much formed from two companies, a company called Optare in the UK, which actually has some quite interesting electric vehicle IP. It delivered the first British-built electric buses to London in 2014. And it had been working on electrification since 2009. So in one sense, was ahead of its time. Also had a relatively established diesel business as well. And then within India, a group called Ashok Leyland, who are obviously a significant bus manufacturer, fourth largest bus manufacturer in the world, but a company that really wanted to get ahead of the game in Asia in electrification. So the shareholders at that time took the decision to merge the electric vehicle arms of Ashok Leyland mm-hmm. with the electric vehicle arm of Optare and ultimately form Switch. And that's how the brand came about and came about being. And I think what's interesting as a brand is they've really put a focus on not just electrification of light commercial vehicles and buses, but a really heavy focus on, as a group, on sustainability. Mm-hmm. You know, marketing sustainability don't naturally go together. That's my role. But I think they wanted to bring it together because it's such an important piece to be credible. It's not about greenwashing. It's not about token statements. It's about actually going beyond just zero tailpipe emissions. And making sure that the whole build process is as close to carbon neutral or net zero as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I mean, you already kind of said something about your business mission. Your business mission is to be better, smarter, and cleaner. But through all of this, how do you remain true to that mission?
It's not easy, in all honesty. You know, I think the move to electrification and hydrogen, zero tailpipe emissions is a really good first step. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt it will help governments, authorities, cities meet the targets that they've set. But it is only the first step. I don't think anybody with the industry is naive enough to think that suddenly this resolves all the issues with pollution, with the intensity of battery manufacture that we know causes a lot of carbon in the environment. So staying true is not an easy thing in automotive. But I think there's a few things you can do. You know, as a business recently, we put a lot of effort into both small and big changes we could make. You know, the big changes in terms of, at a corporate level, significantly reducing our emissions, using sustainable energy throughout, changing our production process to really source local suppliers. That reduces, obviously, the carbon footprint of the supply chain. And also then, in India, as an example, we run a number of our buses under an e-mobility as a service model. So we're not just selling the bus. We're, in effect, the operator, the authority. We're charging it. We're managing the infrastructure. And that also allows us to manage the carbon footprint through the operations of the bus. And all of that resulted in us being certified as a carbon neutral company about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Which is, we believe, the first bus manufacturer worldwide to be certified carbon mm-hmm, neutral. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we still buy offsets. And our job now is to keep making those small changes, whether it be commuting to work, whether it be business travel, whether it be working with the operators and how do we continue to increase the efficiency of our buses. Mm-hmm. So the change to electric and hydrogen is the big step. Improvements over diesel.
Yeah.
The next step is all the little steps that we need to make as an industry, not just to switch, to make ourselves credible for the public, some of whom are still skeptics on electrification.
True.
And that's
true.
Our job as a company, but also as an industry.
Yeah. I mean, you said that 3 weeks ago, you as Switch changed or transformed into a zero carbon company. What would you recommend companies that think about going zero carbon emission? Because it is a way to go and it is work actually with it that comes with it.
It's a lot of work, and that's when we come back to the point about credibility. I think the first thing is understanding your data and your footprint. That's what we really found is the first step is trying to understand not just in your own operations, but through the supply chain. You know, what's the carbon footprint of your suppliers? Mm-hmm. Where are your parts being shipped from? How much air freight is in your logistics chain? Because all of these are significant impacts on the carbon footprint. So the first thing I would recommend is take the time to understand your carbon footprint. And what that did for us is allowed us to probably analyze the quick wins that you can make as a business to make significant reductions. And that's really the step we took. Once we understand the footprint, it's then about adapting the big changes in terms of length of the supply chain, in terms of your manufacturing footprint, in terms of ensuring you buy sustainable energy, working with the energy suppliers to then also, and battery suppliers to have second, third battery life management strategies. And if that reduces your footprint by say 50%, the rest are then small marginal gains. Mm-hmm, and that's mm-hmm, the challenging mm-hmm, part, because mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. how do your employees travel to work?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah,
should
yeah.
we all be at a bus show?
Totally.
That's the little things. But understand the data, make the big changes first, and, you know, get yourself audited, you know. And that's what I think was interesting for us. You know, you don't gain carbon neutral certification by claiming it yourself. It's a third party audit. It's having somebody in to assess your corporate carbon footprint, your product footprint. And that is what I believe makes you credible, rather than just making claims as a company yourself.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for that. So now let's jump into the product, your product, the bus. What does it mean to deliver a truly sustainable, economical bus? Why is it so important to go beyond zero tailpipe emissions? I mean, you said it already, but why is it so important to go beyond and not just staying with zero tailpipe emissions?
So I'll quote you a stat from Volvo, who just did a really interesting study in the car business, but they showed that the production of one of their crossover vehicles, the XC40, the electric version production, was about 70% more carbon intensive than producing the diesel version. Now that varies, and obviously over the lifetime of a vehicle, an electric vehicle is less carbon intensive than a diesel vehicle. But I think that stat just shows that we can't rest on our laurels in an industry and believe just electrifying buses solves the problem. You know, mining lithium, mining nickel, developing the batteries is really carbon intensive. Recycling them is an issue for the industry at the moment. So I think it's important. That's why it's important we don't just focus on what happens when a bus goes into the market, and we have an obligation as an industry to make sure that we reduce that carbon footprint during production. And that's why I believe it's important, because it's not acceptable in my mind to just go step one. And the automotive industry is great, it innovates, it adapts, and I'm sure it will overcome this. But that's why we're pushing the point that it's great to switch from diesel to electric, but we believe to produce a properly sustainable bus, you need to understand all those points I talked about earlier about where's your steel source from, what happens to your batteries at the end of life. And that's why it's important to go beyond just zero tailpipe emissions and explain that to the customer.
Totally, because I'm also hear from the customers that it's a serious point of criticism that the supply chain isn't carbon neutral or even close to carbon neutral. So it's very nice that you actually focus on going beyond and saying that it's an important part.
I think that's it. And look, we're not claiming to be perfect, because the industry innovates and we need to innovate to keep pushing suppliers, keep pushing ourselves. Because there's always innovations that will reduce the carbon footprint, that will increase the efficiency of the buses, that will improve the range, that will improve the infrastructure around it. So it's not that we want to rest on our laurels. Our job now is to make sure that year on year we improve as a brand at Switch, and our products improve to help operators and cities meet the net zero targets that they've all set. And I think that's the interesting point, that cities aren't necessarily setting targets about pure electrification. We saw at COP last year, COP26, that cities and countries are setting net zero targets, and you only achieve that by having a fully sustainable bus, not just an electric bus.
So we're now here at the Bus to Bus, and I would like to go a little bit deeper into the products you offer, because you are providing attendees here at the Bus to Bus with a digital preview of Switch upcoming cutting-edge 12-meter zero-carbon bus. The official launch will be held in Paris on the 7th of June. But is there a sneak peek you could maybe give the listeners? How is it going to look like? What's so unique about the bus?
Happy to. And I think just for us at Bus to Bus here, we have a couple of our existing products, two of our MetroCity products. They're traditionally run mainly in the UK, although we've supplied operators in Dubai, some in Northern Germany, some in Europe with these vehicles. And we've always prided ourselves on NMC battery technology, high density batteries, lightweight products, a monocoque chassis, which helps the customers reduce the total cost of ownership. And we've taken those principles that we've learned from running products in the UK, running products in India, and adapted them for our new product for Europe, which is the 12-meter bus you talk about. It's codenamed Project Odin. We'll reveal the full name in Paris in June. But it's a 12-meter product really that's built around the requirements of operating authorities in countries like Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy. It's the latest NMC battery technology, high density, 390 kilowatt hour batteries. Its monocoque construction means it's really lightweight. So we believe it will be the lightest available bus in Europe, mm-hmm. below 10.8 tons,
wow.
Which is significantly lower than some of our competitors. And it will also be a product that the mantra throughout this has been everything has a purpose on the bus. We won't add technology for technology's sake. We won't add weight for the sake of it. We won't add features for the sake of it. We will adapt to what the customers need. And that mantra has allowed us to keep the weight down, keep the efficiency up, and also make sure it's a product that's very well suited to the European market. It's never easy on a podcast to talk much about design, but you know, we've got a digital preview here. We've also spent a lot of time on design, mm-hmm. so it has signature features. So it's a very elegant bus. You know, coming from Aston Martin, I pride myself on design. And while it doesn't look like an Aston Martin necessarily, you know, what it does, I think, is probably set ourselves apart in terms of, you know, it's a very streamlined, aerodynamic, efficient bus. Mm-hmm. And that shows in the design. It's low, it's lightweight. And we actually spend a lot of time doing aerodynamic work because that has a big impact on range, mm-hmm. which drives total cost. So we're really excited about it. People who are at the show can come and see it on the stand. We've got images, we've got a digital preview, and then we'll launch it on June the 7th in Paris with the real bus, and then trials with operators start later this year.
Cool, I'm excited for the launch in Paris.
Very hopefully nice. So.
Yeah. So you talked about the bus that is going to be launched, and I'm now asking myself, the bus market has changed over the last years, and we know it. How does your new upcoming bus meet the needs of the bus market's demands?
So, I mean, I guess the first thing, as a company, we are only electric, and there's so much focus now within Europe, UK and India on going electric that we're not designing a bus that is diesel, hydrogen and electric. And if you try and design a bus that does everything, you have to compromise.
True.
So for instance, that allowed us, you know, simple things like, because of the design, none of the passengers sit on the battery, which is quite unique within the industry. Mm-hmm. That allows us to have a really flat floor, really good ingress and egress for wheelchair users.
Perfect.
Easy access for customers getting on the bus. It improves headroom. And it's just simple things like that that also allow really good service access to batteries, components, inverters, rather than compromising by trying to produce a vehicle that is either adapted from a diesel vehicle or has both diesel and electric. And I think that's probably one of the key points for us. This is a ground up new bus. And that means for the European market, to your point, it's very, very easy to service, to operate, to keep on the road, to maximize the efficiency. And I think that's what we're priding ourselves on. We haven't had to compromise from a previous architecture. And we hope that's what will convince operators and authorities and governments and regions to ultimately test the bus and to use it in the service in the coming years.
So you see very good opportunities for Switch Mobility here in Germany?
I mean, that's why we're here. Look, it's the thing about Germany, it's got so many strong incumbent and native manufacturers. You know, the Mercedes of the world, the MAN, they produce great products. There's no denying that Germany is a leader in terms of electrification, in terms of the automotive industry. So it's not going to be easy for us. But we wouldn't be at Bus to Bus. We wouldn't be coming here if we didn't think there was an opportunity. Mm-hmm. The onus is on us, though, to then prove that. You know, it's easy to talk. And you know, I think we wanted to be here today to show the people who are at the show the technology that our buses have currently, to give them an opportunity to preview what's coming up. But ultimately, we believe that the industry volume in Germany gives us an opportunity, even if to start with, it's to take a relatively small market share, to grow the business in Europe. And I think what gives us more credibility is, I'll take India as an example. I know it's a different country, but you know, we're at an order bank now for over 1,000 electric buses in India. We have scale to scale up relatively quickly. We're investing about 100 million euros in a plant in Valladolid in Spain to scale up production in Europe. So I think there's some credibility about the brand and about the product history, even though Project Odin as a specific bus is new. So it's for us to prove ourselves, but we're here because we believe there's an opportunity.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Pete. And I mean, you said it, you are a first mover when it comes to zero emission vehicles. But I mean, you're not a prophet, but you know the European market, you just said it, you talked about it, and you also know the speed of change. So what do you think? When will the majority of public transport consist of zero emission vehicles?
I mean, look, with the life, it's not going to happen overnight with the life cycle of a bus, considering most operators are running a bus for 12, 15 years. And I think the pace of change in the last 2 years has caught people by surprise, how quickly the industry has begun to move. But most countries now seem to have set on ending the sales of non-zero emission buses by somewhere between 2025 and 2030. Mm-hmm. So you would like to think that as we move to 2030, certainly all new buses being sold, really by 2025, are zero emissions, which in reality probably means you're looking at full phase out of diesel vehicles by somewhere around 2035, 2040. Mm-hmm. Now, it's probably a better question for the operators, because ultimately once we've sold them, they're the ones running the vehicles, but that's what I'd envisage changing. I think legislation will push that potentially slightly earlier, mm-hmm. because I think there's so much pressure on governments to really meet the targets that they've set themselves, whether it be 2030, 2035, to become at least carbon neutral.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Peter. I really like your statement that everything Switch does, you do for a reason. And I would like to finish up with that. Thank you so much for giving us all the insights. I really liked your point of just being a first mover and going beyond zero tailpipe emissions. So thank you so much for your insights. And we say a big thank you to our guests. Stay healthy and see you soon at the Bus to Bus from the 24th to the 25th of April in Berlin. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Ein herzliches Dankeschön an Tortina Hörner und Peter Friedman. Somit schließen wir unseren Podcast dieser Sonderausgabe aus dem Podcaststudio der Bus to Bus 2022 in Berlin in Kooperation mit Bus Talk und Zweibahnstraße und Hanse Mondial. Also stay tuned und wir laden euch ein, auch mal wieder auf unserer Webseite www.bus2bus.berlin zu schauen. Dort findet ihr alle Infos rund um die Bus to Bus, somit auch von unserem Podcast.
Infos dazu auch in unserer Shownote und wir freuen uns natürlich über eure Abos. Also bis bald und unser Tipp, probier mal Bus.
Eine schöne Zeit und bis es wieder heißt, einsteigen und zuhören, Bus to Talk.